and Ali Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
So sad news today. Yes, they found Naya Rivera's body. They were searching for it after she had gone missing in this lake in California. And they found her yesterday, and that will hopefully bring things to the family to have a little bit of closure. They said that she was floating when they found her. And they had been using, she had FaceTimed family at some point when she was out there.
Yeah.
So they were using like screenshots or something from the FaceTime to try to find the shoreline where they went.
Yeah.
And what they basically said was, it sounds like, they said there were currents that could get stronger in the afternoon, and they think that Naya had the boat unanchored, started floating, and didn't realize it, and ended up in a place where there was a current. Now, it sounds like she lifted up the kid and then couldn't save herself, from what the kid's saying now. Oh. From everything that's, because he said, Mommy lifted me up on the boat, and then he turned around and she was gone. You ever tried to lift someone on a boat with a current?
No.
I've been in the middle. It is the scariest, scariest thing. And if you're not strong enough, like, it. Now, you're hearing this story makes sense. You know what I mean?
If you're on a boat or on a shore, you pull someone out, you reach under their arms and pull them up. I would do that.
Gosh.
But I've never been in the water putting someone in a boat. No.
No. One time, I was with an ex who had a boat, and he had to, like, help lift me. And then, I mean, and this is like my skinny days in like the 2000s. And then he couldn't even get back in. So I've seen this, and I've also seen it like where it's so hard. You're like pulling people in.
Yeah.
Remember, I also saw this happen on the Wisconsin River in the Dells. I almost saw some kids die because they got stuck in the current. And if we hadn't been there with the boat and picked them up, I don't know if they'd be alive today.
They're looking for a dude in the Milwaukee River like today as we speak. They haven't found him. They were looking yesterday. They're looking again today. It's happening right now. That happens all the time in that river downtown.
Yeah.
All the time. Because people, I'm not saying this is what happened with him, but people will go downtown. They'd go out. They'd drink. They'd stumble. They'd fall in. Something happened.
Oh, I'm at the Harp. I think I'll jump in today. No.
Right.
Stop.
Again, I'm not saying that's what happened with him because we don't know what happened with this guy. Yeah. So,
But we're just kind of talking about water, how quickly it can take you under. I don't think people, that's what I think people were like, well, how could, something bad must have happened. Well, sometimes it's just the current. And if you're out of breath, swimming, you're out of breath, forget it, dude.
That is something bad that happened. It doesn't have to be an abduction or a kidnapping or a running away or anything like that.
I'm saying they want a reason.
I understand.
They want a reason other than nature.
They don't want it to be real. It's the third Glee star that's passed away. Three
crazy.
Now.
Yesterday Corey Monteith, Mark Salling.
Yep. And Naya Rivera. Sad.
Insane.
Dude.
Well, I saw something that happened on your story. Go ahead and tell people what was going on at the House of Faith last night.
My 8-year-old, Owen, my 8-year-old has found a new hobby. Come here. Just tell everyone, what are you doing these days? You can't.
I'm cooking.
Ah, you've started a restaurant is what he's done. That's amazing.
He started a restaurant.
Fantastic.
And he has a menu.
I saw that.
Everything. Go
nice.
Get your menu so you can ask Riggs what he wants. Go ahead.
Quite,
so anyway,
he is quite the entrepreneur. Let me know, does he do DoorDash with his restaurant? Can I order it on DoorDash?
You deliver, Owen. Owen, you deliver.
Can I get it through Uber
he
Eats?
Does.
Nice.
He cannot drive, but he can deliver, which means I'll be dropping it off.
Dude, wouldn't that be hysterical if you set it up through Postmates, like you got a restaurant with your child and people just delivered childlike food to your door?
Dude,
that'd be great.
Yes. What if I started an underground, like, child DoorDash where you order nothing but ice cream bars and, like, hot dogs and popcorn?
I'm pretty sure that's enslaving your child. It's not allowed. But you are the mom. So I guess
it's
okay.
But I'm going to give him junk food.
You know,
while I'm
fair.
Doing it.
Fair. As long as you're compensating him for his time and work.
Oh.
Yes, of
okay.
course.
Could you please
here he is.
Talk Riggs. Riggs is right here. I need you to say to Riggs, what would you like, and present the order just like you did at dinner last night to me. What would and ask him what he wants for each course, okay? Talking to the mic.
No.
Come on down.
Okay. This is Chef Owen for his restaurant right now.
Thank you.
Does he have a name for the restaurant?
No.
Did you ask him?
Do you have a name for the restaurant? Riggs would like to know.
It's called Owen's Restaurant.
Owen's Restaurant.
Owen's Owen Owen Restaurant.
I love it. To ask him what's on the menu.
Ask Riggs, what would he like for a drink?
Riggs, what would you like for a drink? 7-Up, water, milk, Diet Coke, iced tea, or coffee?
Whoa, did you say milk with Diet Coke or milk or Diet Coke?
Milk with Diet Coke? No,
milk.
Okay.
Or Diet Coke.
I thought you were making like some sort of weird cocktail thing in there. I'll have milk, please.
We can also make smoothies.
Okay. Lovely.
Apparently, I'm learning things every day.
I love my dairy. I would like milk, please. I'd like a glass of milk.
You want milk. Okay. Yeah. What's up for the food? Go ahead and present his
for
choices.
For breakfast, French toast waffles, French toast surprise, apple or an orange. For lunch, pizza, chicken nugget surprise, PB&J.
Everything has a surprise at the end. Did you notice it's chicken nugget surprise, French toast surprise?
Where do kids get that from?
Dinner? I don't know. Go ahead. Dinner. Sorry.
Okay. For dinner, it's pizza, chicken... Chicken nugget surprise. Spaghetti and meatballs. And then there's also a surprise that I change every time somebody orders.
Oh, so it's an ever-evolving menu. Is it a seasonal menu?
Is that what it is? Low carb food.
Here's my menu. This is my menu that he offered. So last night he said to me, Mommy, would you like...
Oh, that's creative.
Broccoli,
he has a mommy menu.
Chicken, steak, pork chops, low-carb pizza, chicken wings, meatballs,
yeah.
Italian sausages, or salami sandwich.
Yum.
Oh, really? That's delicious. I want to find out what your mother chose off of that menu. Because I want to know what you actually ate.
Was
that three courses or three meals? That's amazing.
It's three courses in one meal.
Oh my God.
One meal.
Yes, I want to know what you had next, please. Kiss FM, hold on. I don't know if you've heard this, but there's a new hot restaurant in New Berlin. It is we're going to get a Yelp review on this coming up here in a second with Riggs and Allie. But the restaurant is Owen in New Berlin. They are a new and up-and-coming entrepreneurial restaurant.
Apparently, I have to buy all the food, but
you
he'll
do.
Cook it.
Uh-huh. Allie is the owner-operator, and Owen, her eight-year-old, right?
But I don't want to be the owner and operator. I want nothing to do with it. I just want to sit back.
You had the kids. You made your bed. You sleep in it, all right? This is the way the world works.
Dude, all I know is him giving me all the feels about this because I played restaurant when I was a kid and I loved it. And the way he like makes up meals is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And everything's a surprise. French toast surprise.
Yeah.
Chicken nugget surprise.
Sounds
like,
fancy that
hysterical.
Way. Sounds like a real restaurant.
Fancy.
When I was listening to him read the menu, my brain was warped because my adult brain, when I sit at a restaurant, I think appetizers, main course, and dessert.
Yeah.
I'm listening for like an appetizer, but no, I got
this menu.
You get breakfast, you get lunch, you get dinner. So what did
because
you have
do you
off
know
of,
what? Do what? You know why where that menu style comes from? That's what they stare at with school, remember?
Yeah.
They look at breakfast. They don't look at appetizers. They look at what's today for breakfast, what's today for lunch.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So what did you
choose?
Showed
up. He knew. He said, Mommy, what can you eat for your diet? And I go, I'm not on a diet. This is the way I eat. It's a lifestyle, which they don't get, right?
Right.
But I have that same talk with them every third day.
Right.
I'm like, any kind of meat or vegetable or fruit, Mommy's in. I would love it. So then I chose, what did I tell him I wanted? Chicken, maybe?
Okay.
And he came back with a summer sausage that, by the way, was fantastic. So what he did was he made everything that he could cook in the microwave.
Okay, so it was all micro. I was going to ask that next.
Yes,
how did he cook this
people,
all?
Oh, moms were messaging me saying things like, oh, I bet it's going to be great when he actually cooks it. And I wrote him back. I go, he did cook it. That's the best part of this story. You think I'm playing fake restaurant on my Instagram right now? No, this is real, people.
No.
So he made me a summer sausage in the microwave, one of those round, like bologna ones,
those
right?
Those are great, yes.
Great summer sausage. So that was a beef one. He heated that up in the microwave. He goes, you want it undercooked or overcooked? And I said, let's go with under. He goes, well, that'll be 2 minutes instead of three. He got out the broccoli. He goes, I'm going to steam some broccoli. He threw the bag in the microwave 5 minutes. And then he cut up strawberries and he showed up at my table with strawberries, a big thing of broccoli, and summer sausage.
And
he even got me a caffeine-free Diet Coke because it was late at night and I wanted one.
What? He knows you so well. I love that
full.
I love there was also a menu for himself with French toast sticks macaroni and cheese.
Stuff.
Of course.
He asked Hudson, he would be like, Hudson, what would you like for the sides? Today we have oranges.
It's the opposite of a restaurant. Like, you were ordering off the adult menu, but it was a kid menu. And she was like, Mom, would you like to order off the adult menu?
Yes.
That's great.
And he says to Hudson, my 8-year-old says to my 6-year-old, he said, Hudson, do you want oranges or blueberries? And Hudson goes, blueberries. And Owen says, okay, Hudson, would you like oranges or blueberries? Because we didn't have any blueberries. So instead of telling him that,
asked him again.
Kept asking him until he made the right answer.
Uh-huh. That's the thing you do as a kid.
And then Hudson would go, okay, I'll take, yeah, I'll take that, buddy.
Nice. So what would you rate the restaurant, the service, everything overall? If you had to get it of 1 to 5 stars on Yelp, what would you say?
Okay, this is one of those things where if my kid's going to cook for me, it's changing my life.
Yeah.
And what was even more funny about it was I got up full. Riggs, I can't tell you the last time I got up from a meal full where I wanted to go to bed because I always cook for them. I snack on little things here and there. I eat a couple pieces of meat and maybe I never sit down and eat that much food.
So generous portions, so you would say generous portions, yes?
Generous, yet on plan, on plan.
Yes.
So I was full and relaxed and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing because then I start to let my guard down.
And you giving it 5 stars?
For an 8-year-old?
For an 8-year-old restaurant, yes. Be honest. Five. Get out of here. You're his mom.
I loved it.
That was a 3.5-star meal, and you know it.
Oh, dude, summer sausage, broccoli, and strawberries? Like, I'm in. I'm coming to Owen's Owen,
Owen's Owen. We'll have it on Postmates soon. It's Kiss FM. No shoes, no shirt, no masks, no service. There's probably a sign you'll start seeing downtown. Yeah. I wouldn't put it past anybody. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. It's going to be hot today, by the way. Another hot another hot one. You're going to a pool later? You said you just said you're going to a pool
later. I'm supposed to go to my friend's pool, yeah. Yeah, so that's good news.
I'm jealous that you're going to a pool. I'm going to go work
out. Well, I'll think of you while I'm floating, Riggs. No, I won't.
I'm going to do an outdoor workout today with sunscreen. That'll be fun. That'll be good.
You never have to ask me twice to come to your pool, man. I'm in.
Right? So the Milwaukee Common Council unanimously passed a resolution yesterday requiring now all residents 3 years of age and older to wear a mask while indoors. So,
yeah, I got to tell you, I saw the Surgeon General talking, and what he said was, he's like, we've got to get people caught up. People are using information about COVID from 3-4 months ago, and that's what they're basing stuff on. He goes, things have changed so rapidly. We got to get them caught up. And I actually agree that a lot of people are still stuck in 3 months ago where they don't get that we know what masks do
now. A lot of people are stuck many years ago, Allie. So.
Well, you know.
We want to be honest with ourselves. Also, they have a masks for all resolution, which was passed as well, that requires anyone who doesn't have a mask. So if I go downtown, I don't have one. You require a mask in your business, you then have to give me one. So they will give out masks to people that don't have them.
So, and it's also, that would cause stress. If you don't have one, you're like, where do I get a mask to go
that too.
In?
Yes, yeah. They're supposed to have them. If you're requiring them, you should provide one. They were doing that at Costco yesterday. A woman walked up and she was like, I forgot my mask. He went, no problem.
Look.
Handed her a disposable one. They were about their business. Look, if you came over to my house, Allie, and I said, would you mind taking off your shoes? You've had that happen before. You go to someone's house, they say, hey, would you mind taking off your shoes? Mm-hmm. What do you say? No.
I say, sure.
Right?
Of course. So, immediately, I take them off.
That's what the city's asking. Just take off your shoes when you come in. Instead, just throw on a mask while you're in the store. Then take it off and throw. It's a disposable one. Then throw it away when you walk out. That's all they're asking.
You want me to go out more and shop more?
Yeah.
I'll do it with that. Yeah, for sure. Like and one of the things that I think is not fascinating, but just the way it is, is that we've learned now that we watched other countries shut it down. And you look at America and you go, what's the difference? And you know what they said? In China, universal mask wearing. You know what I mean?
That was the one thing
we would never do.
Yeah. My wife's stepmother is Japanese, and in Japanese culture, they wear them just as fashion as well. So if someone has a common cold, they'll wear a mask. She was like, so we talked to her, and she goes, this is great. I can break out all my masks. She loves it. My wife's stepmom, she's like, I have
all
these.
And now I feel dirty.
She has like.
I feel like the dirtiest person ever I don't have any of these things.
She's got like Louis Vuitton masks and everything. They're like all nice.
It.
Yes, they're very she has fashion masks, yes.
She must go to Asia a lot.
She
does.
Lord. She has very nice
ones. Look, I am all about, like, if it's going to make people safer,
has to sign it, but he's expected to, so they should know by Thursday. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so yesterday they did find Naya Rivera. Sad stuff, but we were expecting that. The cast of Glee holding hands. Oh, I'm going to get goosebumps or start crying. I can't even say this out loud. Holding hands at the shoreline, waiting for her body to be brought in. Oh my God, I hadn't said that out loud. I had just read it five times. So now saying it out loud is like getting me all whacked out, man.
Goosebumps when I saw that picture. I was like, oh.
God. So yeah, so the cast of Glee and Friends were lined up at the shoreline holding hands, and they found her body. They said what they think happened, which would make sense, is that she went swimming with her four-year-old. The boat started drifting because it wasn't anchored. There is a current in that lake, and they think that the current kicked up in the afternoon, which is normal.
Yeah.
And she ended up in a place where she couldn't get out, so she struggled to get her kid on, got him in, and then her son said, you know, she lifted him up, and then he looked back and she was gone. Now, remember, he had a life jacket on, or at least was on the boat. I'm not sure if he had it on in the water. I'm assuming he did. But
yeah.
I know that even lifting a four-year-old, like even my six-year-old, I can barely lift up. Now put me in water and tell me to lift above my head and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, like, you ever been on a boat where you can't find the ladder? That's happened to me too.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare trying to lift, even just a pontoon, which is what they had.
Well, sitting on a boat
lifting
looking,
yourself on a pontoon without a ladder is a nightmare.
Sitting on a boat looking down at the water, it doesn't look that far. You're like, oh, I can get right back up. And you jump in, you're like,
but
oh,
it is.
Crap, where's the ladder here?
You look up and you see how high up the dang pontoon is. I agree.
Yeah.
So they think that, yeah, it began drifting. She didn't know because the boat wasn't anchored, and then got him back up just in time. Yeah. So she saved her kid.
Mm-hmm.
But she did not.
Water's
live,
dangerous
obviously.
If you're not careful around it sometimes. I mean, there's a guy that they're still looking for in the Milwaukee River right now. The currents, they can take you under. It's undertow and currents. That's a real thing that happens. It's sad.
I grew up swimming competitively my entire life, like 6 to 16. That was all I did. I consider myself a really strong swimmer.
Yeah.
But that, I've been in currents that even the best swimmers can't keep up in. You know what I'm saying? Water can be scary.
Yep.
It's the reason we have life jackets, even though they're annoying.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Naya Rivera, sad news. The full story is at 1037kissfm.com. It's going to be there. I saw this. It's a new car that's coming out, but it's actually an old car, Allie. Do you remember the Ford Bronco?
How could I forget? I think of O.J. Simpson on a police chase.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's
Why?
The first thing I think of when I think of the Ford Bronco. And they haven't made it since 1996. And Ford
Maybe
is putting...
Maybe that's because all we think about is O.J. Simpson and we're okay with it being gone.
I was Googling. When was the date of that? That was 1995 when that happened. Holy crap.
Okay,
that was a while ago.
So why don't they just rename it and make it something else?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Because I guess there were a lot of people that used to have it. It's been in tons of movies.
Yes,
like over the years.
It was a big car.
It was a big car back in the
day.
But
we have like Suburbans now and stuff. Like we don't need, like I'm good. I don't need the Bronco. I have 9 other choices.
Exactly. And that's why the Bronco went away, I think.
Right.
And they were like, oh, Ford has like the Explorer and the Expedition and the F-150. They're like, we don't need the Bronco anymore. Well, now I guess there are some sort of cult fans that are bringing it back that love it. And I was like, my first car was not an SUV back in the day. I had a tiny.
SUVs weren't even a thing when we were kids.
No.
It was like a station wagon. And maybe a minivan.
Yes.
If you got a minivan, you were cool, man. Now it's like, no, you get an SUV and you're cooler.
The first car that I actually drove was my parents' 1989 Dodge Caravan, if you could believe it, with the slide open side door that would, you had to move it open.
Uh-huh.
That's what it was.
Uh-huh.
It was a Dodge Caravan.
I have you beat.
Okay.
I was given a car by my grandmother. It was a 1979 Delta 88 Oldsmobile. It was the biggest hoopty you've ever seen, Riggs.
Yeah.
And you know I used to drive that around in the 90s, bumping rap music. And all my girlfriends would jump in and we'd drive around the school parking lot and my hoopty screaming at people.
Yeah, I might have that
And
beat.
I loved it.
If we're competing, I might have you beat.
Oh, bring it.
Because my first vehicle was a red velvet interior with wood paneling, 1993 Buick Regal.
When you said wood paneling, all I thought was it a Buick?
It was wood. It had the wood trim. It had like the red velvet interior, and it had a sunroof. But the sunroof was leaking, so like the velvet was kind of drooping down when it rained. It would have like this pocket of rain that was on the ceiling.
Ugh.
But it drove like a tank. It chewed through gas so bad. The Buick, because it was the big V8 engine.
Oh.
This Buick Regal. It was.
Didn't
awesome.
You have an eclipse at one point too, Riggs?
I did have an
really
eclipse.
Cracks me up.
It did.
the dudes in the 90s with eclipses, like in high school. It cracks me up.
I did have a Mitsubishi Eclipse as well, because that broke down. I'd lost that car. I only had it for about 6 months. It was a piece of trash.
I don't know why they're bringing the Ford Bronco. You can text, by the way, to 414-799-1037.
Yeah, I was curious. What was your first car, and what was either right or wrong with it? One of the two. Because you either had something, like you had your privileged parents that bought, in high school I had this students that would get like the Mercedes, or the parents would get them the Mercury Cougar.
Oh, I remember. We made fun of those people. You don't get your 16-year-old a Mercedes, especially, I don't care if it's a used one. Next.
Yeah.
Like, that's just teaching them all the wrong lessons, man.
I had friends that got a
because
used,
when they get a nice car, they're not going to care one day.
A used BMW. I've seen that for high school kids too. And I was like, what? Yeah, really? Starting off strong.
Well, it's almost like you're more worried about how your kid looks like than you are about teaching them about working for something, right?
What was your first car? What was right or what was wrong with it? Maybe it was awesome. Maybe it was terrible. Like, I used to hold a baseball bat. I used to have to wedge between the passenger seat and the glove compartment to keep it closed. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text. We all remember our first car. The 1993 Buick Regal. I had to wedge a baseball bat between the passenger seat and the glove compartment to keep it closed. Oh, otherwise, it would fall open. Everything would fall out of it. What was your first car, and what was either right about it or wrong about it? You can call or text 414-799-1037. We'd love to talk to you or read your texts. Nicole is in Waukesha this morning. Your first car, tell us about it.
It was an 86 Plymouth Reliant wagon.
Plymouth Reliant wagon.
I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what that is.
So my dad bought it for me because it was super cheap. It was like grandpa and grandma church car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's all they drove.
Yeah.
Yep.
It too, so it didn't have a lot of miles, and the deal was that I would be out in the garage helping, like, oil changes, tire changes.
Oh, nice.
So once it hit a quarter tank, you didn't know how much gas was in there because it would go back and forth between a quarter and empty.
You were just rolling the dice. You didn't have the gauge like they do now that says X miles till empty? No, nothing like that.
No. And then the door in the winter sometimes wouldn't close, and you'd have to jimmy it. So, like, at school, I'd have to make sure it was
jimmy
closed.
The door. That's great. What was the car again? A 1986 what again?
Reliant wagon. It was a Reliant wagon.
Was it
props for bringing back the word Jimmy something open, by the way.
Exactly.
I haven't heard that in a minute, and I'm bringing it back today.
Thank you.
I have a couple cars like that.
Well, thanks for calling, Nicole. Appreciate you listening out in Waukesha.
Have a good day.
You too. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Maria is
Waukesha.
In Kenosha. Maria, what was your first car? Tell us about it.
I don't remember what year it was, but it was a Crown Victoria.
Honey. We could have been cruising with our hoopties.
Oh, my God. A Crown Victoria.
It had a sunroof, so I thought it was pretty cool, but I did not have a radio, so I had to drive with a boombox in the front seat.
That's awesome.
No way.
I haven't heard about that in a minute either, when you had to bring a radio in your car because the one in the car didn't work.
Now you could just use your phone, Riggs. That's what's crazy.
Yeah, but you can do that with I've seen people do that. They put their phone in their cup holder, and it'll like amplify the sound a little bit. You can use that with the radio.com app and listen to us. So if your radio is broken, you can listen to us that way. Maria, thanks for calling this morning. We'll talk to you soon. Deanna's in Muskego. What's up, girl? Tell us about your first car.
Morning. I had a 1986 Mercury Cougar.
Ooh,
it was a
Cougar.
Two-tone powder blue with a navy blue rag top. It was the ugliest
girlfriend
car ever.
That's a stripper
car. Powder blue too. A stripper. Screw you. Right after I said I had the same one, you say it's a stripper car.
But it is. I went to high school with a girl named Heather who became a stripper, and she also drove a Mercury Cougar,
I went to high school with guys that drove Eclipses, and they ended up to being douchebags, and you're not, Riggs. So.
Okay, well, fair enough. Not all women are strippers that drive Cougars, just some of them. Deanna, was anything right or wrong with it?
Well, in wintertime, when I was down at UWM, I would have to pop the hood and stick a screwdriver in the carburetor to get it to go.
What?
So that was fun.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. So I wasn't sad when I got T-boned in it.
Oh, God. I bet you were fine in that, though. That thing was probably...
That was the end of that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening this morning, the Mercury Cougar.
I actually felt pretty safe in it.
Yeah.
Yep. Bye.
What year was it that she was driving this around? What year?
Oh, she had it. Was the car was in 86, is what she said. But this, I don't know how long ago this was.
I wanted to know what she was playing while driving it. That's what I wanted
yes.
to know. I need the era.
Certainly wasn't Roddy Ricch by any means. Maybe
no.
not back then. No.
Well, maybe today somebody is, though.
Of course you would, especially with your radio.com app. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's the road to going back to school, which sounds so crazy because
feels
we've been
weird.
Virtual for the last part of the past year. Well, now we're moving to the next
since
school
March.
Year. Yeah.
Yes, my kids got sent home in March. Everybody's did.
Yeah. Did they ever, what was it, a couple weeks ago, they gave out some plans, like the whole Wisconsin Department of Education gave some options to all of these schools, and now they're all meeting. So MPS has put forward they're recommending no in-person classes to start the 2020 mm-hmm. to 2021 school year.
Okay.
Now, they're going to have it in three separate phases, is what they're saying. So they'll start with phase one, which will be full remote learning, as probably you've been doing already.
Yeah, and students, I'm curious, like, how do they know when they go to the next phase? So the second phase.
They said the second phase would be hybrid learning, which is a combination mm-hmm. of both. The third phase would be face-to-face learning. Now, they said that they'll change between phases. They'll be monitoring the spread of COVID-19, seeing how it's mm-hmm. doing locally, and seeing if there's any outbreaks, I'm sure, where the schools located. Because when you're dealing with so many students, so many different.
Well, and teachers and administrations. I mean, we're not just talking about kids. We're talking about a lot of people. Yeah.
My sister's
a principal, and she's like, if they sit me back, listen, she's in California, so they're going virtual. That's decided.
Yeah.
But she's like, if something happened to one of my teachers, she goes, just put me in a damn mental hospital. And I never thought about the administration that it's on. They feel like it's on them too by the decisions they make. You know.
I wonder what happens if a teacher tests positive, because a teacher's got to live their life outside of school. What happens if a teacher tests positive? Now do you quarantine the teacher? And then what about the class and all the students?
Well, everybody's been exposed. I don't know.
I don't know what you do. I don't want to be in those shoes at
again,
all.
Again, we're not doctors and neither are teachers and we shouldn't have to think about this. Like, we have national doctors. I just wish, you know what I mean?
Medical doctors, but, yes.
Yes. God. Anyway.
So that was two.
My blood isn't boiling over this at all, parents.
Not at all. Can you tell?
Parents aren't stressed out at all about the school year. Can you tell?
I'm so
glad. We're totally fine.
Children, nor do I want them ever. I don't envy any of this at all. So that's what they're
tough.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah. That's what MPS has decided that they will go start at least with virtual learning and then phased reopening to back to face to face. Yo.
Sorry, but didn't you say they did a poll and the parents and the kids? This was interesting, I thought, what you said about the poll they did.
It was a whole document. It's like a 135-page document that MPS put out. And hold on, I got to find it real quick.
They surveyed basically the students and the parents. And what I found hysterical was you said 33% of students said they'd be comfortable going back.
Yeah.
But only 16% of parents said they would send their kid back.
That's what it was, yeah.
So the kids are like, we're ready.
That's what it was.
It's just interesting, yeah.
MPS, they'll be going back virtually at least to start, and that says August will be the date, what they're looking for. All right, there you go.
Cool.
Was it roadside trash or was it a roadside treasure? Which one was it?
You be the judge.
You judge. 414-799-1037. You can always call or text that if you happen to be listening and want to chime in on the radio.com app, maybe. What's up?
I was driving down the road, and I saw somebody had left something outside of their house, which is typical. You see people put things out they don't want that are free.
It's a recliner that says free on it. Sure.
Right. Or whatever. I mean, I've put stuff on the side of the road and I've taken stuff. Okay. I've taken toys for my kids. That's a big one when people get rid of that stuff. But the other day it was pushing it for me, man. Forget about the fact that we're in a freaking pandemic and I don't know you. But now you're putting this on the side of the road and you think I'm going to take this. Dude,
Where were you driving, by the way? Like, whereabouts?
In my neighborhood. And this person who left this on the side of the road has a much nicer house than me. So I'm trying to say, you know how we judge and we're like, oh, that's a nice house. They must have nice things. Oh no, I'm not even taking this from a rich big house, man. Because let me tell you what they put on the side of the road.
Okay.
And tell me if you would take this from someone that you don't know. Or I wouldn't even take it from someone I do know. A mattress, Riggs.
Ooh,
a mattress.
No.
I'm driving down the road and there's a mattress and I'm like, ooh, and it made me cringe at first, which I think 6 months ago I might not have cringed. I sure wouldn't have picked it up. But now it's even worse because now everything going on. So I'm like, ew.
I bought my very first mattress I ever bought when I moved out on my own, a used mattress. But I knew the guy that bought it, and I knew that he bought it literally a week and a half ago, and it hurt his back. Okay. And he was like, it's yours. And I knew who it came from. I could trace the
fair
owner.
Point. That's, because you can call or text, because I have a solid point that you're getting to, 414-799-1037. Mm-hmm. Listen, here's the thing, Riggs. My whole life, we switched beds around in my family. It's like, oh, take your sister's bed.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're moving. You're going to college. Take your other sister's bed. Yeah. Oh, you need a bed? We're getting rid of this one. We've thrown beds through our family. That's one thing, okay?
Yep.
Even Hudson's bed
is
like 20 years old from my sister in high school. I'm not even kidding you.
Yeah.
But I am not taking a freaking mattress from the side of the road and then add the pandemic and I'm really not taking it. I'm like, wow, that's bold, man.
Just think about all the stuff that happens in your bed. You sweat. Wet at night. Kids wet the bed sometimes. Then there's the adult activities that happen in beds and stuff that happens off that. I don't know. No, I would not take. Ugh. But have you in the past found something on the side of the road, like a treasure?
Tons of stuff.
That's clearly roadside trash. Have you found roadside treasure,
Dude.
Though?
What do you mean?
Well, like, something on the side of the road that you saw and you went, oh my God, that's great. Like, I one time saw, it was like a shelf. It was a plastic shelf on the side of the road. It said free.
Yeah.
And we had just moved into our house and I was like looking for, I was going to buy that type of shelf, like the plastic one you see in a garage. Someone just had it on the side of the road and I was like, you know what? That's probably been in someone's garage. I'll take it apart, threw it in the back of my car, took it home. That was a treasure to me because that was something I could use. And I saved like $25. They got rid of their trash. It became my treasure.
Uh-huh. Totally. I mean, I found bikes on the side of the road.
Shut up.
For my for little kids. Yeah, dude.
Kids bikes on the side of the road?
I'm telling you, if you're a parent and you start noticing things like that, you're like, oh
my God.
Look at that nice toy. But a mattress I ain't taking. Somebody texted in to 414-799-1037 and said, they can keep their bed bugs.
Right? It's all yours, man. It's all yours. 414-799-1037. 37. Did you find something out of the side of the road and you took it? We want to talk to you next. Hold on. Ooh. What's that on the side of the road? Is that a used mattress? No thanks. Ugh. I will pass.
No thanks.
What did you find on the side of the road? 414-799-1037. You can call or text that same number. Is Allie, what did you found a mattress?
I saw a mattress on the side of the road outside of a damn mansion and I still was grossed out. You know, let's talk about it, our biases. Yeah, I saw a real rich person's house and wouldn't even touch the damn mattress. I don't assume you're clean anymore. I don't care who you are.
But it was a Tempur-Pedic. I don't care. It was your feet were on that thing. That's disgusting. You can keep your bed bugs.
And I'm all about taking stuff, but not a mattress.
Well, Nicole is on the phone from, Lindsay's on the phone from Oak Creek, and you had kind of a warning. You said why you shouldn't take things from the side of the road?
Well, not mattresses or bed frames or any type of furniture. I work in pest controls, mainly with a dog that sniffs out bed bugs.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of where my first mind goes to. Not saying that that person has bed bugs, but just in general, I know a lot of people, when they have them, they throw out their stuff. So,
The only thing I took out of what you just said was you have a dog that's trained to sniff out bed bugs?
Yeah, he's a company dog, and that's what he does for a living. He makes the bacon.
That's awesome. I bet he loves bacon, too.
I didn't know that there was a dog that pest control people can take with them. That's fascinating.
Yes, and that's a good thing to think of. Any sort of insects or anything like that that would be in someone's used stuff. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Lindsay. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Lindsay. Riggs, somebody texted in and said some feral cats got into my office a few years ago and peed on a rug. We put the rug outside and the neighbor asked why. I told him and he said he would take it. He said, I can get the smell out of it.
that sounds like my grandfather. He's like, I can make that work. I can fix that. I can make that work. That's gross. Mike is in Hartford. Good morning. What is something you found on the side of the road? Was it roadside treasure you found? What was it?
Yes, it was roadside treasure. And I actually found it. I was a garbage man, so I found it while picking trash.
Oh.
My customer had a larger dog that had just recently passed away. And the dog was so nice, always came to greet me every morning.
Yeah.
Aww.
And he had this extra large metal crate.
Uh-huh.
And I've got a smaller dog, but I'm like, if she's going to be in her kennel when we're gone, just because she's a little naughty sometimes,
uh-huh.
I want her to be comfortable. Well, nice. These metal crates go for like $160.
Yeah, so expensive dog crates,
like,
yes.
He's like, I just bought this a year ago. My dog recently passed away. I was like, oh, dude, I'm so sorry. He's like, do you want it? And I'm like, heck yeah, I'll take it home. Yeah.
Nice. So a dog crate for free, a large dog crate.
Yeah, it was.
And Mike,
I was very happy
with that. Mike, you said you were a garbage man. Did you find stuff all the time when people like I can't even imagine like what's that?
So much. We have I'm still friends with a bunch of guys, but back when I was a garbage man, we'd find snowblowers. Be like two-stage snowblowers would be like a simple fix.
Really?
Dude.
You tell the guy, hey, put it up by your garage. I'll come get it later this afternoon. You pick it up, you get it fixed, and boom.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Sell it or use it for yourself.
And you know what, Mike? Man. That happens with people like me, probably. Dummies who go, oh, it's broken.
It's the people that, I don't want to fix it. I'm just going to buy brand new. So, I'm just going to do my father-in-law did that with a snowblower.
That's genius, man.
It was a $37 fix, and I got an $800 snowblower for $37.
And lucky you, as a trash guy, you get to have first pickings at all people's people's trash.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, what I'm getting at, Mike, is all these thrifters and coupon people and yard sale people, maybe, and I'm being completely serious, they should have been garbage people because they would have been happiest searching. I'm not even kidding.
My uncle... Back in pre-2010, when they would have rummage sales, 90% of the rummage sale would be garbage finds that he would clean up.
Oh, my God. Yep. Amazing.
I've seen that, too, where people go buy stuff at, like, Goodwill or wherever, and then they have a yard sale. You seen that, Riggs? People do that all the time.
Absolutely, man. Mike, thanks so much for calling this, man. We appreciate you listening. You, too. Monica's in West Bend. What did you find? Your roadside treasure. What was it?
So I found a little kid's tent. It's like a pop-up tent for my 8-year-old, and she loves it.
Is it just the one that you put outside?
It's a kid's tent, Riggs. Yeah, it's like a kid's play tent. I know what she's talking about. And they're awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. People set out kids' toys and stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. Even before Corona, I would never take a bed, even a couch, you know, something like that.
Do you wipe down kids' stuff? Like, even pre-Corona, like, if you took something off the side of the road, like a kid's toy, like a little play horse or a little picnic table, do you clean it off and everything?
I buy stuff online, too, like used. I bought a couch, I did, and I got it shampooed and, you know, cleaned off and everything, because you don't know.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
You don't know.
Kids are germ factories, man.
Nasty.
That's why I would wonder. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you got a free tent out of the deal. I'd consider that treasure. Thanks for calling.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
I just wanted to say one thing.
Yes.
In West Bend, we also have a, on Facebook, we have a free site. It's called Buy Nothing.
It's called what?
It's really cool. It's called Buy Nothing.
Okay.
Like BUY. And so it's just a community helping people out, and we donate each things for free. Everything is free.
Oh, that's nice.
But that's in every city.
In
every city has a free one, don't they? Or like free stuff on Facebook?
I know. I hear a lot of stuff about Milwaukee sites, and it doesn't go so well, but our community.
Oh,
is
boy.
Great, and we
get
really
off Facebook.
And help each other. It's awesome.
Nice. Monica, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate you listening this morning. We'll talk to you next time. What did you find on the side of the road? Was it trash? Was it treasure? We like taking your calls and your texts. 103.7 KISS FM, something you found on the side of the road, and hell, you took it because it was free and it was awesome. Like, we had Mike call in earlier. He found a dog crate on the side of the road that he knew the guy that had it, a big dog crate. Those are expensive.
Super expensive. Yeah. That's a good find.
Good, solid roadside treasure find. We were wondering the kind of stuff you saw on the side of the road, and apparently this is a hot topic with people. People are trying to one-up each other.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to David in Oconomowoc. What the hell did you find on the side of the road in Oconomowoc?
I found a guy sitting down on the freeway on Highway 16.
A person?
A person, yeah. And he had a banana... a banana tank top on.
Okay.
He sounds like a fun guy. What's the problem?
What's the catch here? What was going on? Was it a prank?
He was walking. He's not a hitchhiker. He said, "Oh, my ride left me at the bar." So he was walking from Okachi to Pewaukee.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, for real?
That's a walk, man. What time of the year was this? What time of year?
This is like 3 days ago.
Oh, my God. This is recent.
Oh, geez. And Highway 16, Riggs, that's a good old little four-lane, you know, four-laner between you can get off of 94 and then it leads you to Econowalk. So, like, he's on a busy road
David,
in a banana shirt.
So, David, you found a guy. Was it like the Borat costume with, like, the banana hammock type looking thing?
No, he had, like, just some cut-off jean shorts and, like, this banana shirt. And he's like, hey, I'm for all of this right now. What? And we're like, okay, and his name was Caleb. So if you want to say, hey, Caleb, dude.
Wait.
Did you pick him up?
For what?
Yeah, we picked him up and we gave him a ride. And
when are you crazy? Like,
yes, he's crazy, clearly. He's David. He lives in Econowalk. He's crazy.
I felt bad. And then when he was like, oh, I'm going to Ryan Street in Pewaukee, I'm like, what? You're walking there? And he goes, yeah, my ride.
Oh, my God. Okay, can I tell you what this is an example of? This is an example of Midwest nice.
Yeah, it is.
It can also be called stupid to pick up a random guy on the side of the road, but you're drunk, so what the hell?
Hey, you did a good deed. That karma's going to come back to you full force, David. Don't you worry.
Thank God you're okay.
I know. I'm okay.
Thanks for calling, man. We appreciate you listening.
Yep.
I found a guy on the side of the road
in a banana t-shirt. Yep. Good morning, Kiss FM. Maria is in Milwaukee. What did you find on the side of the road?
I actually found a couple of bikes. I'm a mom of six.
Bikes?
I found
kids' bikes or adult bikes?
BMX and two adult bikes.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Yes. And then I found also, it was, I guess, like an old vintage dollhouse, which was probably like around $300, which I found for free.
Wow.
A dollhouse? And, that's amazing.
Yeah. Was it a nice dollhouse, or was it all broken and busted up with
vintage.
Things that were missing?
Oh, no, it was beautiful. This house was like if they kept it in a glass or something.
Yeah.
My daughter's like, Mom, look. So I turn around, and she's like, I want that. And I'm like, oh,
wow. Well, you say vintage, though. Vintage to me means old and trash.
Well, to me, it means you can fix it and make it worth something.
Maybe, yeah.
That's what it means. Nice. I don't know. Or it's, I don't know.
Well, you said, how many kids do you have, Maria?
I have six.
Yeah, so of course you pick up a dollhouse. You're going to keep them distracted.
Yeah.
It was a unanimous decision yesterday with the Milwaukee Common Council with 103.7 KISS FM. Well, not with us, but, you know, you're listening to us. But they did make a mask mandate that they passed down yesterday. Voted 15-0, a unanimous decision for a requirement for anyone above the age of 3 to wear a face mask in the city of Milwaukee. And if you are outdoors and cannot be at least 6 feet from someone, they're saying that you are to wear a face mask then as well.
You go out in Milwaukee a lot, yeah?
I do, yeah.
Like, for real. Like, okay, and because this is a real question. More people wearing them in Milwaukee than in the burbs, or the same? Or what do you think? Because
it's really split anywhere I go, Allie, honestly. Like, my wife and I went downtown a couple weeks ago, and it seemed like most people were wearing them. But at, like, restaurants, like, out on the patios, there were people sitting out at the public market eating outside in that patio area. Mm-hmm. And none of those people were wearing masks.
Well, yeah, because they're eating, yeah.
Yeah. But inside, it was more heavily wearing them downtown. Out in the burbs,
it's like nothing.
Out in the burbs, in Franklin, it depends on the time of day and where I'm at. Because sometimes there's masks, sometimes there's not. It's really hit or miss. But this will be.
It's interesting. I felt like the farther I got out, the less masks I saw. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which would go with the numbers that, you know.
Yep. So Tom Barrett plans to sign it. Looks like he's planning it today, and it'll officially take effect on Thursday. So it'll be published on Wednesday, take effect on Thursday. Mm. And they'll also be required to give you a mask. If they require one and you don't have one, they'll have to give you one as well. So,
well, yeah, because if you're a business and you want someone to come in and a mask is required, I would have masks there too so that I don't lose their business if they're coming out.
It happened yesterday at Costco, which still requires a face covering in Costco. And there was a woman that walked in with her son, and she had forgotten her mask. Mm-hmm. And the guy had a box of disposable ones, went, here you go. No problem. So,
yeah,
that'll be.
I just ordered a new box on Amazon for my kids when we have to do outings and stuff, you know.
Yeah, just throw them in the car.
Especially because they're over 3. If we're going out in Milwaukee somewhere, I need a mask for them. You know what I mean?
Look, the way I see it, if I go in your house and you ask me to take off my shoes, I'm going to take off my shoes because I respect your property, you know? And I think it's the same way with the mask.
That's
property.
Just being nice. That has nothing to do with your health. This actually has to do with your health.
Exactly. And that's why, that's how I feel about with the mask thing. If you want me to wear one, of course, yes, I'll wear one. It's safe for everyone. It's safe for me. Sure. Why not? What harm can come from it? What harm can come from it?
And the You're going to be annoyed?
The answer is
Welcome
nothing.
Welcome to it. Yeah, nothing.
I have plenty of things to be annoyed about right now, you know?
Yeah.
Not just wearing
Amen.
A mask.
Amen.
Not just wearing a mask. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Alley. I think I used the wrong word to describe this yesterday, and people were making fun of me. And I was like, maybe I used the wrong word in this situation, but I'm not sure. When's the last time you went on Facebook?
This morning. Unfortunately, I get annoyed, but this morning.
Now, when you got on Facebook, did you use your phone or did you use a computer?
I was sitting in front of my computer, so I used a desktop.
Oh, good. You used the exact word that I just used, desktop. I said, I don't like the desktop. You know, let me quote myself because I said on my Facebook page, quote, not that it matters or anyone cares, but this new desktop Facebook layout is just awful with like some poop emojis because I think it's terrible. It's weird. It's odd. It's clunky to navigate. I'm sure I'll get used to it. And I don't pay for Facebook. So it's who am I to tell them what to do? I'm gonna get stuck with whatever the hell they give me. But everybody was like, desktop? Who uses the desktop computer anymore? Everybody uses
funny.
A phone. I know.
What? Or, but here's the other thing. If it's not a phone, it's a laptop.
That's
usually.
What I said. Laptop would have been a better version because
yes.
a better word to use because I use it on my laptop. I have a MacBook where I will access Facebook, not a desktop computer. But I was wondering, do people even still have a desktop computer with a physical hard drive, a keyboard,
it's
a mouse?
It's got to be at work.
Yes.
Like right now I'm on a desktop, but this is a work. I brought this from the radio station. I don't own a desktop, but I own a laptop.
Yeah.
Right?
I have.
But a desktop sounds ancient.
It does.
I get in a lot of workplaces. There's, if you go in, it's a desktop.
Yeah. I have one in my basement, but I use that for recording music and recording like show stuff, like my podcast, my Riggs Off the Radio podcast. I can record that, but I need more hard drive space, and that's why I use a desktop computer. Because if you were in like a recording studio, that's what you use. It has more memory, more RAM, more everything. But
I mean, congrats to Facebook on working on the one problem we don't need them to work on, which is the arrangement of how it's laid out.
Yeah.
There's some other things that Facebook needs to work on, as we've seen, as they have constantly been lit up for all the practices they're doing that are jacked up. So, but at the end of the day, that's what they're working on? The damn desktop version?
Yeah.
What the hell? You know what I mean?
So the desktop was the word that everybody was lighting me up. It's like, oh, nobody uses that anymore. It was.
I think it sounds ancient.
It does.
Especially to a kid. Like anyone like 20 and under is probably laughing so hard at you right now, dude.
Uh-huh.
Like,
100%.
A 35-year-old might be able to understand.
Who uses Facebook desktop?
My kids, I bet if I said desktop, they wouldn't even know what I meant.
No.
And they are on computers all the time.
No.
I bet you.
I bet you know. But who uses a desktop computer? Do you use this anymore? Or do you have one at home? I was curious if anybody does anymore, if it's just all laptops now, which I'm pretty sure it is. Laptops have to be way more prominent.
If you have that, or if not, some people just have an iPad.
Yeah. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text. Do people still use desktop computers anymore?
And some people don't have internet at all. Let's not forget.
Yeah, right. It's Kiss FM. Maybe I sounded like a dinosaur. I dated myself when I said I don't like the new desktop version of Facebook because it's a stupid layout. But I was looking at it on my laptop. But I said desktop and it triggered people. They were like, desktop? Who has a desktop computer anymore?
It sounds ancient. I'll be fair.
It does.
Even though I'm looking at one right now for work because I need it, it's funny when you hear desktop.
Almost,
I agree.
I think most people, if they have a computer, use a laptop, I think, but we got people 100%. On the phone like Andy, who's in Hales Corners this morning. You were calling about the desktop debacle. What do you have to say about it?
Yeah, I mean, I got like a desktop still set up my house and everything, but like it kind of just collects dust.
Right.
In my office, though, like I think a lot of people, like a lot of stuff I switch to right now, I got a Surface, and that links in between two different monitors.
Okay.
Oh,
so
I mean, it's portable, and then when I bring it home to my home office at my house, I just set it right up and hook it up,
and I got
two monitors as well.
It's kind of like
is that the Google? Which one is Surface? What?
Windows.
Who does that?
It's a Windows.
Which Windows?
Yeah.
Is that a like an iPad for Windows?
Yeah.
What's Surface?
Yeah, so like I got a keyboard connected to it, but it also works as a tablet if I want to. But then also right, when I get home, I connect it like a regular computer.
Yeah, and you can tap on it with your finger if you need to, or you can use a stylus, or you can like you said, hook it up to the keyboard.
Bring that up because we still have people who don't know what an Amazon Alexa is. So I mean, I have to like be specific here sometimes.
Andy, thank you so much for calling. By the way, your parents are a genius for naming you such a good name. Are you an Andrew that goes by Andy?
Yeah. I go back and forth. It's all whatever. When anyone wants to usually choose, and I just roll with it.
Yeah, just don't call me Drew.
Have you ever met an Andy that isn't an Andrew, in fairness?
I have.
No, seriously.
I have.
You have?
Yeah. And I asked him that jokingly, and he went, yeah, Andy. So my mom named me.
That's like my sister's a Jenny, not a Jennifer. Correct. Yeah. And he just curious.
Andy, thanks for calling this morning, man. Appreciate you listening. Let's talk to Mike this morning. Mike, do you have a desktop computer?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What do you use it for? Is it in an office or your home?
No, it's in my home. It's in the basement. Usually I could check my emails on it, but I don't usually use it for Facebook. We've had it for a good 15 years, I would say, and it sits downstairs to collect dust most of the time, though, too.
Wait. Why don't you use your phone to check emails?
I use my phone sometimes, but usually when I'm home, I'm in the basement. It's a lot cooler, so I usually sit downstairs for a little bit and just troll around down there.
This is a classic version of change not wanting to happen. You don't want to do the switch to the phone. Phone email switch will change your life, man.
Or, Mike, do you have kids?
I have two older kids. They're on their own now.
I was going to say, because that way he goes in the basement to get away from his kids to hide.
Right. Yeah, no, I just remember having to transition back in the day to email on my phone and being like, ugh. Oh. Damn, now I'm always available. But, you know.
So you do have one. All right. Well, thanks for listening, Mike. We appreciate listening this morning. Have a good one.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
A couple people do have them, but they're just dust machines.
I'm saying, Riggs, he has to go downstairs and, like, turn it on and log on.
Yeah.
And first is just getting it on his phone.
Yeah, just flip it open when you're in the bathroom like a normal person. Come on now. Right? You think they sit in the studio and they go, put some la-las in front of this. It'll be way more catchy. La-la-la-las. Then everybody will sing it all damn day. I love that song. Super Lonely. That's Benny and Gus Dapperton. Gus Dapperton. Sounds like a nice name. La La Lonely. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Did we learn anything on our show this morning? Yeah, every morning we seem to learn something, either about each other or about the world.
Doesn't mean we're smarter for it. It just means we learned something.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, Allie. Settle down. So, what did you learn on the show this morning? Because I learned something about you.
What's that?
You have discovered a new restaurant and you are raising a young chef entrepreneur. The young Gordon Ramsay that is growing up in your kitchen.
Darn right, brother.
With his restaurant.
He's all about playing restaurant, but he actually makes meals, Riggs, and cooks them.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic, my friend.
Owen.
He made a new menu during the show today.
Oh, did he?
I went to get coffee downstairs, and he said, Mommy, I've updated the menu.
Oh, good.
And I said, and it's just got a couple more things on it, apparently. Well,
tell him that tomorrow morning at 7:30, I want him to plan your breakfast. I want to know what he has for your breakfast tomorrow morning.
I'm scared.
7:30. Tell him. You go tell Owen.
Fine.
Put in an order for Postmates. Say that Riggs wants to know what you would cook, Mom, for breakfast tomorrow morning at 7:30. I want to know.
You got it.
I want to know.
All right.
What did you learn on the show this morning, huh?
I learned that Riggs doesn't know what to think when he says the word desktop. We just talked about this.
Yeah.
He said the word desktop on Facebook and people about lost their minds going, what's a desktop?
Nobody uses desktops anymore. People that have computers mostly, I think, use laptops.
They do use them, but they're super outdated.
Oh, yeah. And the couple people that called in said that their laptops are in their basement collecting dust. They've been there for 15 years, which is true. That's like the computers in our radio station here. They're just sitting around collecting dust for years.
I don't know if that's the Chef Owen that was knocking. Oh, it is the Chef Owen.
Oh, good.
Hey, Owen, Riggs said that he wants you to present the new menu tomorrow morning and tell him tomorrow, not right now, what
tomorrow
you're
morning at 7:30
for breakfast at 7:30. Are you cool with that?
Mm-hmm. Ask him again what the name of his restaurant is. We need him real quick.
Could you please come here and just let everyone know that missed it? What is the name of your restaurant again?
Owen's restaurant.
Okay.
How many Owens are in before the restaurant? Owen. How many?
16,000.
Oh my God. All count. Go.
No.
We can't fit that on a website.
Dude,
that's way too long.
You know what? Go back downstairs. I don't know why I invited him.
God. That's 103.7 Kiss FM. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. You can always catch the show on demand at 1037kissfm.com or with the radio.com app.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.